Welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, coming to you on the waves of 92.1 FM, the outermost radio in Provincetown, 91.3 FM, the furthermost radio in Orleans, and live online at WOMR.org. I'm Matt Dudley, and this month our focus on energy is going to be on the 3-year energy efficiency plan of the Cape Light Compact. Since the passing of the Green Communities Act in 2008, program administrators have been put on a 3-year planning cycle to set up a roadmap for energy efficiency. Well, 2016 is year one of, I believe, the third iteration of these plans, and the Cape Light Compact is currently in the process of putting it together. We are going to be joined by Maggie Downey, the Compact Administrator, and Margaret Song, the Cape Light Compact's Residential Program Manager, to talk a little bit about the plan and some planned enhancements. But first, the Cape Light Compact is getting bigger. We're joined by Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy regular Lindsay Henderson, as well as a few folks who are new to the staff of the Compact.
All right, well, we have some new faces, or should I say voices, around the Compact here. We've got Dave Patello and Greg Abbey, who recently joined the Compact staff. Dave, Greg, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Matt.
Welcome to your inaugural Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy visit. Sure we'll be... You'll be joining us frequently, because that's the way that it works here around the Compact. We've got a pretty good rotation that we go through. Dave, Greg, you guys were brought on for very different purposes. I guess let's start out with you, Dave. What are you doing here at the Compact? Give me your life story.
Okay.
In a brief way.
I can do that. Thank you, Matt. I've been told I've had a face for radio, so this ought to go well.
Me too.
Okay, right here. Let me see. I'm a computer systems analyst. I've been working with energy efficiency programs since 1993. And I originally started working with the Compact when it first came into being back in 2001. Okay, I helped design the original computer system that you have today. I helped with the migration from what they call client server-based technology to web-based technology back in, I believe that was 2008. We moved that over. Okay, and now the Compact is looking at putting in place a whole new computer system to replace the one we have. Technology marches on. Okay, you have new systems, new procedures, new methods of accessing the data. And so I'm here to help the transition to a whole new computer system.
So we decided to poach you from a vendor and say, hey, Dave, come and help us create the system that we want.
Well, you could say that in a way. The company that I worked for had a reduction in force back in the fall of 2014. So this came, for me, at an opportune time to come on board because the Compact was looking at going with this new computer system. Mm-hmm. And so it was a natural fit for a system I've been working with since, as I said, 2001, to be able to come here and help the Compact with this this transition
to a new system. You knew on the payroll, but the face is familiar, and you knew everybody here.
I have been working with folks here at the Compact for all this period of time, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a group of people that I know and love, okay? Mm-hmm. I am excited about the programs that you present. I'm excited about the opportunities that you give members of the community to help save energy, to help save money in their homes, okay? And so this is just a natural continuation for me, and I'm very happy to be here.
Great. Well, when you're not here at the Compact, Dave, what do you like to do? What do you do? What do you do this weekend?
Goodness. I have been blessed in my life. I have been married for, my goodness, 42 years. It will be this October, okay? I have 6 grandchildren. I have a great-grandchild, okay, 2 children. They fill up my life quite a bit. In fact, we recently, my wife and I, have purchased a minivan because when we looked at the minivan, we thought, you know, we could put 2 more grandchildren here whenever we go out on excursions. Okay, so that keeps us to be quite busy. You know, most folks, they start off with the minivans as their families grow larger, Matt, mm-hmm. as you know. Yep. Okay, but then at some point, you kind of break away from that and go with the smaller cars. We're going just the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay, I love spending time with the kids and the grandkids. Okay, they always they keep me young. Okay, it makes me quite happy to watch them and their antics. Okay, and to laugh with them and stuff. And so it's good to have this. And I have a full life.
Put it that way. Fantastic. Full life. Well, now you can bring it down here to the compact. And Greg, welcome. You came little bit further away than Dave.
Took
you a while to get here.
That's right. Yeah. So I started 3 weeks ago. And I moved up from Washington, D.C., which is where I had been living and working for the last six or so years, six. And there I was working in energy efficiency, but a lot more of the hands-on, in the field, in people's homes. So I spent a good deal of time going into people's homes and actually evaluating them, conducting audits and assessments, giving them recommendations on what kind of work they needed to do and what opportunities for incentives there were, and then connecting them with the people who would actually get the work done. I then got promoted to be a department manager there, so managing the other auditors and sort of liaising with the program administrators and working on making the program as successful as it could be. So I've been in a lot of different homes, some real awesome ones and some that were not as much, but that's sort of the nature of the business.
Right.
And I'm BPI certified.
For folks that don't know what the BPI is.
Yeah, so BPI is Building Performance Institute, and essentially they are an entity based out of Malta, New York. I don't know why I remember that name, but I think it's just kind of funny that that's the name of the town. And they set a lot of the standards that good energy auditors follow. So making sure that health and safety tests are done at the same time as assessing a home for energy is a really important part, not just for those that have fuel-burning appliances, but also things like mold and asbestos and a lot of stuff that can be in houses that unless you're looking for it, you may not notice it.
Right.
And so...
So these are some pretty good designations as well that we require all of our energy auditors through the Home Energy Services Program to have.
Yes,
indeed. As you said that, because it promotes the best practice in that. What made you come up to the Cape? Why relocate from Washington?
Essentially, it was this job and the organization. You know, I'd heard about Cape Light Compact and that Massachusetts in particular had been doing a lot of things with energy efficiency for a long time. When I got started in Maryland and D.C., I got started in about 2009, and that was still when the programs there were very new, maybe only 2 years old at the time. And my understanding is that the programs in Massachusetts had been going on for some time by that time. So it's cool to be able to come up and get involved with something that's sort of evolved. And obviously, it's still changing and adapting, but it's got its legs under it. It's, you know, charging full steam ahead.
Number one in the country, what? 3 years?
Four years running now.
Years in a row, there you go. So,
guess that's a good incentive to come up.
Yes. Exactly. So joining a really great team. Also, it's a lot less humid here and hot, which I am a fan of. I'm from upstate New York, and so being in much cooler temperatures is just sort of a nice plus in addition to that.
Well, wait till we're in the middle of July and August.
Yeah, right. I mean, especially a day like today where it's 49 degrees outside.
Oh, sure. So days like today and yesterday, you know, definitely middle of summer, it'll get hotter, but it will still be an order of magnitude or so better than what it was down there, I'll tell you that much.
Well, welcome to the Cape. Do you know what programs you're working on in general?
Yeah, I'll be working on the Cool Smart programs. So that's residential heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and hot water incentives. I'll be working on multifamily programs and projects, and I'll also be working on residential new construction.
Great. Well, welcome to the Compact, and we look forward to talking with you again. Now, Lindsay Henderson, you're here as always with the Focus on Energy, just as our marketing coordinator.
Can't stay away.
Lindsay. Brought us some tips for the summertime. Greg, jumping in with the residential savings tips as well. What do you guys got for us?
Yeah, so some of the tips for this summer, and we've got a taste of it over this last weekend with the heat and the sunshine, is closing your window shades or your drapes. That will help block the heat substantially from the sun, keeping your home much cooler.
And especially if you're not there for long periods of time, it just, it makes sense to close the drapes. Why bother heating the house up when you're just going to try and cool it down again in a matter of hours anyway?
We have these mini blinds at home, and that's perfect. You just turn them in the opposite direction, keeps the sun from coming in the house, and it's amazing how even the vinyl mini blind can keep the coolness inside the house and having the sun shining in.
Seems very similar to one of our winter tips, which was the exact opposite.
Opening them during the day.
Keep them open and get those solar heat gains, and then shut them down at nighttime so you don't run out of your heat.
That's it.
Well, it's a humid time of year, I think. Greg, you probably have one of these in your home. Dehumidifiers? People are running dehumidifiers a lot now, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they ought to be, because as the humidity gets higher and higher and higher, as the summer approaches, especially in places that are cold and dark, like basements, crawl spaces, things like that, you really need to have a dehumidifier going on down there. In most homes, it's cold and damp,
moisture,
and dark.
Mix.
It's a great place for mold to start growing.
And we do have rebates available for new Energy Star certified dehumidifiers. So if you visit capelightcompact.org/resrebates. We have a $30 rebate available.
Great. And also for folks that are using that dehumidifier, just remember that you don't need to set it on, turn it on. And, well, hopefully your house doesn't have this much moisture where you turn it on in April and keep it on until August, because you will definitely see a spike in your electricity bill and in your consumption. So make sure that you use the features like the timer and also the humidity set points, those humidistats. And you can really set it into the most optimum settings for your home. I think they go all the way down to 30% humidity, which is probably a little low. That's probably good for drying out. I guess if you just paint it, that'd be great. Dry your paint in no time.
Sure.
But so go on our website to check those out. What else we got this month?
Oh, we've also got now's the time of year where you can start using your grill for all of your grilling or use your microwave. I know from this past weekend when I was just making pasta salad on the stovetop how much heat it produced, and it was already, 75, 80 degrees outside. So using those outdoor appliances as much as possible will help reduce the heat in your home.
Especially if it's so nice outside. I mean, grilling outside is just kind of a nice thing to do when it's cool. You keep the windows open, let in that fresh air in the evenings, cool the house down, and then when it starts to warm back up the next morning, close them back up, keep that cold air inside, keep the heat out, and then close the blinds, obviously.
Right. So for people trying to keep their homes cool, are there rebates and incentives available for energy-efficient heating and cooling equipment? Probably the cooling equipment would be the most important at this time of year.
Yes, there's lots of rebates available, and right now we have an early AC rebate. So from now until the end of August, if you have a home energy assessment or use a QIV trained, which is quality installation verification trained contractor, we have extra $500 incentive available for working AC units over 12 years old.
Wow, and that's in addition to the existing rebate of up to $500.
Correct. So you could have up to $1,000.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then just imagine all the money you'll be saving from replacing that old 12-year-old clunker into a new high-efficient air conditioner.
And
system.
Add value to your home.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah.
A lot of people are looking at mini-split heat pumps to offset some heating costs in the winter, but then obviously for cooling capabilities as well. Are there rebates and incentives available for those as well?
There are, up to $500.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And I believe the Clean Energy Center had some extra funds for that as well earlier this year. Is that still going on, do you know?
Yes, they are.
Oh, great. And those were $750 per unit. I'm not sure if they're the same, but you can get information on those rebates and incentives on our website, which is www.capelightcompact.org. And you can also visit the Clean Energy Center's website to see if that offer is still available. And their website is macec.org, I believe.
I think it's M-A-S-S-C-E-C, massCEC.org.
Well, use your favorite search engine to go out and type in Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, and hopefully you can find something. Well, Greg, Dave, Lindsay, thank you for joining us on Focus on Energy.
You're welcome, Matt.
We look forward to having you in the future.
Thank you.
You are listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy on 92.1 FM WOMR Provincetown and 91.3 WFRM FM Orleans. Now we move on to a segment where Maggie Downey and Margaret Song sit down to talk about the Cape Light Compact's 3-year energy efficiency plan. Keep an eye out on the Compact's website because there are going to be some public presentations or gatherings where you can come out and voice your opinion or make suggestions on how we can enhance the programs that we offer through the Compact's efficiency program.
So good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to listen to our presentation on the Cape Light Compact's energy efficiency plan and specifically the proposed changes. I think before we start talking about that plan, it would be very helpful if we put the subject of energy efficiency and the Cape Light Compact's energy efficiency plans into context. And with me is Margaret Song, who is the residential program manager. And Margaret, tell me a little bit about why the Compact, just as if I didn't know, why we're in here today talking about the energy efficiency plan. Why do we have to do this at all?
So the Cape Light Compact is one of the program administrators in Massachusetts, and one of the things that we're required to do under the Green Communities Act, it's a piece of legislation, it really tells us that we really need to go after everything that's cost-effective for energy efficiency. And, you know, as one of those entities, we really want to do a good job for those people in Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. So this is not our first rodeo in terms of energy efficiency plans. We did our first 3-year plan, at least, was 2010 to 2012. We're in the midst of the 13 through 15, and now we've got a plan for the next 3 years. And I don't know about you, Maggie, but it always seems like, you know, trying to guess the future is trying to figure out, like, whether the spaghetti's going to hit the wall and stick or not in some cases. I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about our third plan?
Well, I think it's exciting. It's exciting because we are trying to capture improve on what we've done so well since 2001, which is when we started delivering energy efficiency programs on the Cape and Vineyard, and also to be looking forward to make sure the plan captures that cutting-edge technology that is still evolving. So you're right, it is a little bit of a juggling of what to include in the plan that might not be fully developed, but we know is out there on the horizon. So we're looking at our efficient crystal balls to make sure that we capture all cost-effective measures. Just so for the audience, we serve three program areas: residential energy efficiency programs that are specifically targeted towards low-income customers, and then we have energy efficiency programs for our commercial and industrial customers as well. And Margaret, since you are technically more adept than me, I'll let you, if you would, just take a few minutes to describe or distinguish some of those programs.
So I'm not sure if everyone in the listening audience knows, but, you know, for our residential programs, we actually right now have a lot of enhancements. It's in our current 3-year plan that, you know, we do have special offerings for year-round renters. We identified that as a need. We do have a special offering for those folks that are between 61% to 80% of median income. So, and probably this is like mumbo jumbo to most people, but low income is really up to 60% of median income, but the board did decide to have a special offering for those people above that to the affordable designation. And then we also, you know, have a cap that's higher. You know, everywhere statewide is up to 2,000, and we offer up to $4,000 for our single family folks.
And when you say cap, the cap is on how much energy efficiency dollars a residential customer could be eligible for insulating their home or air sealing their home as well.
Yeah, so actually that's a good detail question, because it's for just the weatherization. The air sealing is actually even on top of that, and it's at no cost. And so a lot of times people get, you know, benefits that are well above $4,000.
And why our cap is higher. I'll tell the answer is, why is our cap higher than the statewide average? And the answer is because we had customers who needed more than $2,000 worth of insulation, just use that as an example, or weatherization measures. And we found historically that it was more cost-effective to go to a home once and do all of the work comprehensively rather than go back multiple times because we were limited by a $2,000 amount. Because again, our goal on Cape Light Compact here, our goal is to provide all cost-effective measures as efficiently as possible. So why the Cape Light Compact's incentives are different than other program administrators is because we listen very closely to what is needed by our residents and businesses and try whenever possible to design our programs to accommodate those. Is that correct?
It's absolutely correct. And I think the board, you know, is out there and they hear from the contractors, the customers, you know, like it or not, you know, and they want to be able to be served all at once rather than having to wait, you know, do insulation once and then wait a year and then do it again. I mean, that just, while you're doing it, you might as well do it right the first time.
And just one other thing I would like to make sure that we touch on for the residential energy efficiency program, both existing and to be continued in the next three-year plan, is the very, very popular heat loan program. And if you would just take a minute, why don't you just share with the audience what the heat loan program is and what we are proposing to do.
Sure. And I should say that the heat loan, the name is really a misnomer because it's not just for heat, which is what a lot of people think. Systems, insulation, you know, weatherization, that sort of thing. But it also includes cooling systems, as long as you meet the right requirements. It does include, and it's very popular for those areas that can do it, is converting. It can replace windows that are single pane to Energy Star. And so there's a lot of things that you can actually put in there, like even solar hot water, which a lot of people don't know about.
And the loan is, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the loan a zero interest 7-year loan up to $25,000?
It is. It's up from those people who may have experienced it in the past. That $25,000 cap is relatively new in the last couple of years. And the 7 years has always been there. We also have micro loans that are 2 years. So it's helpful for if you just want a quick thing. But I think, Maggie, this is one of the things where it might be interesting for people to have a sort of a lens into what's going on statewide because, you know, the heat loan, and you're a little bit closer to this, there seems to be a question about do we want to keep it zero? I mean, do you want to go into a little bit on that?
Sure. There has been some questions raised because this program is so popular. It is widely subscribed to, especially meetings, and the board supports keeping it a zero interest loan. This question, if you go to our website shortly, we will have a survey, and we're asking members of the public to complete the survey to give us information. And this is one of the things that we're asking, not only in our survey, but on our focus groups and community outreaches. Do you support a zero interest loan or would you support a low interest loan? That type of feedback is crucial for us as we finalize our 2016 to 2018 energy efficiency plan. Also, it's moving from residential slightly into multifamily. The Cape Light Compact has been serving multifamily residents. And in our next plan, we will actually be, in this current plan, if it is an oil or propane multifamily. When I say multifamily, it's 5 units or more, which are usually for us, we don't have massive high rises like in the cities. It's usually condominium complexes. So we're proposing in the next 3-year plan to expand our services to make sure that oil and propane heated multifamily facilities are served comprehensively and are eligible for the weatherization and all of the other benefits electric or gas heated multifamily units can apply for.
Yeah, and I should just say that, you know, right now, if you're an oil or propane heated condo association, you can call and we can help you with electric saving measures. The only thing is that, and Maggie, you hit the nail right on the head, which is, you know, that the weatherization is really what a lot of people are looking for. The winters are a little rough. And so, you know, what we're looking to do is expand that. And, you know, that's going to be another one of those questions that you alluded to on the survey of, do you want to have, you know, these multifamily facilities, you know, be able to participate in that way?
Great. And I'm going to transition into our commercial energy efficiency and industrial energy efficiency programs, excuse me. And one of the exciting things, at least I think it's exciting, for small commercial customers. So that would be a storefront, bed and breakfast, restaurants. Is we, over the last existing three-year plan, have listened, and we are simplifying and streamlining our small commercial program to be modeled after customers with the same type of treatment as if a residential customer. Some of the things that they'll be getting, and Margaret, correct me if I leave anything out, would be an energy assessment. So you'll be provided a written report on what was looked at during the audit and what is recommended for measures and the savings and the cost. And what else will be included in that?
Well, I think the other thing that's going to be exciting is that the plan, at least, is to have a first-time visit, just like we do in the home energy assessment, where we'll change out lighting where it's appropriate and where it's cost-effective. So that you start to see some instant measures that first day. You know, you get your savings that first day. And then the idea is to make recommendations, like you said, on what you can do for the future. So maybe you're not ready to change out your heating system, for example, in your small business. But it tells you, you know, hey, maybe this is the recommendation that you want to make moving forward. Or, hey, you've got a cooling system and it looks like this is how you could tune it up, for example. So, you know, we're still working on some of those details in terms of what it'll look like exactly, but the idea is to make it a little bit more of a one-stop shop and get people on the pathway to saving energy.
And since so many of our commercial accounts fall into this category, I think there are over 17,000 approximately small electric customers, I think this will be a great benefit and hopefully encourage more and more people to participate, especially those who have not participated in the program. Relative to the medium and large CNI, there are some enhancements so that we're doing beyond our existing program. Would you like to cover that?
Yeah, so I think and I should just back up so that folks in the audience understand, we recently completed a potential study. We were really looking at, you know, what is the potential for Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard in terms of energy efficiency. And, you know, while we were doing this analysis, we really found that there were three major segments. There was a small, you know, these are your mom and pops, like Maggie just said, in terms of the small businesses. But then we've got some that are, you know, they've got some more complex systems that are inside their home. So this could be the large grocery stores, for example, the hospitality folks. And so one of the things that we really want to do is be able to answer those specific things that may not show up in every, you know, mom and pop shop. And then we've got the large businesses that are like really big, you know, I mean, this is like the base kind of big where, you know, you've got whole systems that, you know, you're not going to see in other places. And we have very few of those, even though they use a lot of energy. So that's how we started to think about some of these markets and to be able to say, hey, you know what? In the medium, we've got some groupings of people, like I mentioned, with hospitality and with, you know, lodging and grocery, where maybe if we work together and offer these things in segments, then maybe we can get some economies of scale, but also be able to help these people with their sort of unique things that they want. And then for the large, I mean, some of these things are so big that, you know, you're never going to see these except for once or twice. So they might need some more engineering support, some technical assistance. But what we want to really be able to do is target some of these guys and to make sure that, hey, you know what, we're actually answering what people want. And, you know, if people have opinions on that and they have, you know, some thoughts on how to approach this, you know, I don't think that we're completely nailed down on anything. So, you know, when you're looking at the survey, you're looking at our plan documents, you know, we are very open to getting some comments back on this.
And in fact, you've teed up very nicely our next step. So we have a draft 2016 to 2018 energy efficiency plan. It is on the Cape Light Compact's website at www.capelightcompact.org. And you can review what we're proposing to do, what we're doing now. And that was filed with the state in Energy Efficiency Advisory Council on April 30th. And now from May up until September, the intent of the Cape Light Compact is to take the show on the road, or on the airwaves, as it may be, to talk about energy efficiency, which sometimes can be a dry topic, and to try and engage our residents and businesses on this plan to see what they like, what they don't like, what we should be doing more of, maybe what things that we could change. And we will, so if you're out there and you're interested in hosting or having the Cape Light Compact come to talk to your organization or an association, you kind of think of it as a Tupperware parties, but it'll be an energy efficiency party where we can come and talk about lighting and appliances and how to reduce your kilowatt hour consumptions and do great things for the environment. So that's happening throughout May through September. And then we will be holding, once we finalize the plan, we will actually be holding official public hearings before we submit the plan to the state for approval. So again, for all of those of you who are listening out there, we would love to come and talk to you about energy efficiency. So, and you know how to get a hold of us at thecapelinecompact.org.